For the past 23 years, Paul's turbulent life has been played out in the media spotlight. In February this year, mobile phone footage revealed he'd fallen off the wagon yet again and was in the middle of a life-threatening relapse. Time and again over the past 17 years, Paul has relapsed. But this time, there was a genuine reason to believe his life was in danger. He was on the verge of drinking himself to death. It seemed that rehab was his only salvation. But Paul, who in the past had given huge sums of his own money to charity, could not now afford to put himself through treatment. But his former teammates rallied to raise the cash to send him to Cottonwood, a famous rehab clinic in America.
When we hear the news that he's maybe not doing too well, it's really worrying. So, you know, our thoughts and, you know, go out to him and his family, and hopefully he can pull through, because we love him.
But Paul suffered a bad reaction to his detox at the American clinic and was rushed into intensive care, where he nearly lost his life.
I just remember one bit after the third year being in hospital when he said, I don't think this guy's going to make it.
In March, Paul came back to his adopted hometown of Bournemouth. The struggle now was for him to stay sober. Rehab's not the end of recovery from alcoholism, only the beginning. And Paul Spanjar, director of the clinic in Bournemouth where Paul was treated 3 years ago, still plays a key part in his ongoing recovery.
Well, Paul's still willing.
I think we've done enough work with Paul's self-esteem. He can accept losing now and again. A couple of years ago, I would have been nervous as the sort of effect this might have on him. I just wasn't sure if he could handle losing in those days.
Paul's not been in treatment since returning from rehab in America. But he often visits his former clinic to support the drug addicts and alcoholics by sharing his own experiences of addiction.